You are listening to Vatican Radio World News in English on 93.3 FM, or maybe medium wave, or maybe via satellite, or yet again, maybe on the internet. But just turn your dial to 105 FM or click on the live feed button of your Vatican Radio website, and this is what you'll hear. The majestic tones of Handel's Messiah being sung by a choir of 120 voices from Fishamble Street in Dublin, Ireland. But this is not a recording. It's a live performance of Our Lady's Choir from Dublin right in the heart of the Vatican, with Pope Benedict as guest of honour. It's taking place as you listen, and it is being beamed across the world. And none of this would have been possible if, in February 1929, Pope Pius XI hadn't signed the Lateran Treaty. Today is the 80th birthday of Vatican City State, but it's also our birthday, because by becoming an independent state, Vatican City acquired the right to communicate directly with other states. That's why the Pope, the very day after signing the Lateran Pacts, entrusted renowned scientist Guglielmo Marconi with the task of setting up his very own radio station, as Jesuit professor Gerald Fogarty explains.
And that was one of the things that was made possible by the Lateran Treaty, was that there could be a wireless system. And 2 years later, Vatican Radio came into being.
And as it was in 1931, so it is in 2009. In 34 languages, 35 including music, Vatican Radio still broadcasts the voice of the Pope to the city and the world for those who want to listen. I'm Eimear McCarthy.